So a couple of things, G, before we bring on our guests. So you heard that Dones, again, who is the new CEO of the King County Regional Homeless Authority, and he's jumped in with some controversy, which we will be talking about in a minute. But he says he does not believe in large congregate shelters, that he thinks this is a problem that needs to be solved, you know, maybe 5, 10, 15, 30 people at a time.
Okay, so I listened to all of that, Ursula, and there's two things that I have to say about it. Number one, I don't know that I really disagree with him. In my heart of hearts, I do kind of feel that a smaller scale approach to this would be better because so much detail is missed when you try to go larger scale. That's on one hand. On another, I'm going to say, and because I do agree with him, that also leads me to believe, hear me when I say this, we're never going to get to the bottom of this. Let me repeat that again. We are never going to get to the bottom of this until there is a sweeping change in other arenas. You know what I mean? Like, until we realize that it is unbelievable that these tents and all of the homelessness that we are seeing are literally next to Fortune 500 companies here. They're next to the millionaires in our area, in our region. So until changes are made in other ways, I think this approach might be better, yes, but this approach is also going to mean that this is going to be something. So meaning our grandkids, Ursula, and our grandkids' grandkids, if they are doing radio or they are talking about these discussions, they will be talking about exactly what we're talking about right now.
I'm going to disagree with you.
Okay.
I don't think that we will ever get rid of homelessness because that has existed, you know, forever. But we cannot continue at the pace that we are at right now. Too many people are going to die out in the elements, first of all. And so while I think he's saying it is realistic, I think that there's going to be a big clash here because, as we said, this Compassion Seattle initiative, which, frankly, I have said I am strongly in favor of, the one of the parts of it is the city would have to create 2,000 units of housing. If you're only going to do, and every single life that you save is a valuable life, so don't get me wrong. But if you're looking at it only attacking it 3 to 5 people at a time, you're right. That is not going to end up, I mean, it'll make a dent in it, but sure, just as many people will continue to move in.
One last thing, Ursula. 55 of the most profitable companies in America paid no federal income taxes. 55 of the most profitable. So as long as we continue with that trend, then the other at the bottom will continue to grow as well.
And absolutely. And it has to be a multi-pronged approach. So let's talk about all the different things that aren't working and maybe what could be some smart approaches, and who best to talk about that but Scott Greenstone at the Seattle Times, who we've had on the show before, and he joins us now. Good morning, Scott.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Okay, so where are you weighing in? So we've got this new CEO. Just looking at what he said during the interview with Hannah and then looking at what Compassion Seattle is calling for, it feels like they're on two different planes.
That's a good question, or a good point. I think it's a little bit, there's two sort of major aspects to that. You know, Compassion Seattle is focused on what is happening on the streets, right? You know, obviously Compassion Seattle is kind of saying let's build new housing, but it doesn't really provide funding for that. It doesn't say let's have new taxes or anything like that. It's basically saying let's build the spaces so we can get folks off the streets and then let's get folks off the streets. And if we have to make them, we got to make them, you know. Mm-hmm. And Mark Dones, who, you know, is going to be running the Regional Homelessness Authority, they're focused more on what happens when we get those folks off the streets. Mark is not necessarily going to have much in the way of control over enforcement. That's up to cities. Cities get to say how they want to enforce or if they want to pass laws against homelessness. So we've got two different aspects here. I mean, obviously they're not separate, right? If I have a record and I owe a lot of money to the court because I've been fined again and again for camping outside, it's going to be a lot harder for me to get off the street. So the two things are connected. But they're kind of these separate pieces of the issue.
Scott, do you know if the sweeps stopped during COVID? Do you know if they did anything to get people off the street, or do they just move people along? Talk about that stuff.
So yeah, the city has almost completely stopped, you know, removing homeless camps, right? They're still doing a few, and there's been a few high profile ones. I think we probably all remember Cal Anderson and the multiple big police actions that happened there. But for the most part, they stopped. And I think if you drive through Seattle, you can kind of tell. Folks are staying in the same place for a lot longer, pitching, you know, tents and being able to stay there. And there are I've talked to a lot of folks who live in RVs that they haven't had to move their RVs every 72 hours like they used to. So, there's definitely, sweeps have stopped. But the problem is that everything has kind of stopped, you know, and shelters have gotten a lot smaller because you can't have 100 people sleeping in a room 6 inches from each other. You've got to empty that room at least halfway out, maybe more. And where are you going to send all those people? A lot of them would rather take their chances on the street or out in a tent where they're not scared of getting COVID.
Scott, you've been covering the homelessness crisis in this area even before this pandemic. And just a second ago, you said everything kind of sort of stopped. And it kind of reminds me of, rent payments essentially have stopped because mm-hmm. of the rent moratoriums that's been going on. So right now, if you will, over the last year, there's been a lot of things that's on pause, right? And so you have been covering all of this before the pandemic, and now here we are going through the pandemic. How do you see things happening once the rent moratoriums are taken away and, if you will, things aren't stopping like they used to? How do you foresee things happening in Seattle when it comes to the homelessness issue?
That's a really great question. You know, for the last year, I've been trying to figure out, are we actually seeing, you know, a rise in homelessness, or is it just that it's super obvious now because we're not making people move from place to place, right? And I wrote a story last week that Ursula mentioned about, looks like we have seen a documented rise in tents. But when I talked to experts, they said, you know, jury's still out. Are these newly homeless folks? You know, are they homeless folks who've been homeless for years and now they're sort of coming into the open because they know they won't get swept? That's a great question. There's with the eviction moratorium, probably going to expire soon. If we don't have enough rent relief for some folks who have lost their jobs, you know, we've had a lot. The folks who, I've talked about this on the show before, but the folks who are the most sort of statistically shown to be the most sort of vulnerable to homelessness are those folks who are in like temp jobs, restaurant workers, seasonal workers, and those people are really feeling a lack of employment right now because the economy has not, you know, a lot of those jobs have not yet come back. We're not back in our offices yet, not all of us. And so we're not necessarily going down to the coffee shop in, you know, the business district. And so that coffee shop may have still laid off its baristas or several of them. Until we sort of recover, those jobs may not come back. And the rent that those folks owe is still accruing, right? So I think you have a great point, G, that, we definitely could see things start to move a lot and in a really bad way when the eviction moratorium expires.
Scott, I mentioned earlier that the Compassion Seattle initiative would mandate that the city create 2,000 units of housing for the homeless. And I know that you recently visited the Executive Hotel Pacific downtown, which...
That's right.
How many people does that house, or should that house?
Yeah, I believe in the end it's going to house over 100 folks. But here's the thing, house, you know, they've got, you know, they've got a lease. The idea is let's get these folks into this hotel room, but the hotel room is definitely, you know, not permanent. And for some folks, that's all they're going to need, right? Actually, maybe for many folks, you know, they get treatment. Maybe they get into inpatient treatment, or maybe, you know, other folks are going to go to a nursing home or something like that if they're severely disabled, which a lot of folks out on the street are. But there are some folks that are going to need, you know, housing that just doesn't exist anymore, housing that they can pay for with their Social Security. And that's not going to be those hotels. Those hotels got to get replaced with something.
Okay, Scott, the other thing I wanted to bring up is that Mark Doans was not the first choice for the position for CEO of the Regional Homeless Authority for King County. And I have heard that some mayors were concerned that his background is more in activism and social justice versus actually dealing with homelessness crises. What do you see as his biggest challenges moving forward?
Yeah, it is. I mean, I think a lot of folks would say this, but looking at King County, and this is true, Ursula, what you pointed out is true. When Nancy Bacchus, for instance, the mayor of Auburn, voted to confirm Mark, voted, you know, in favor of confirming Mark as the CEO, also said that she had concerns with it, and that it sounds like a lot of suburban leaders kind of do. And I think it's pretty obvious to everybody, if you live in King County, there is, and maybe even if you live in Washington, there's, Seattle has some stigma. People think that we have not, I think people think rightly that we have not,
yes,
handled our homeless crisis very well, and they don't want that to happen, you know, in their cities. But the problem is they're not handling their crises at all for the most part. There's a few shelters outside of Seattle, but most of the folks who are living in Seattle's shelters, and Seattle has the most shelters in the region, are, you know, became homeless in other parts of King County, like Auburn, but there's not a shelter in Auburn, or at least not enough shelter. And so I should say there are shelters in Auburn, but Mark is going to have to try and unite and persuade mayors to not get in the way of shelters or housing. Actually, Mark's, you know, goal is to focus more services around the county. And they, you know, they need to be able to get the county's mayors on their side. So the question is, are these mayors going to see Mark as an emissary of Seattle, or are they going to see Mark as a representative of the whole county?
This is Scott Greenstone. He's from the Seattle Times as he joined the G and Ursula show. You can follow Scott on at Evergreenstone on Twitter. Scott, you know, we the homelessness conversation has been something. And as someone who has been homeless myself, living in my car, I kind of have a little bit of an understanding. But here's the part that I wonder if it's going to move to. So for an example, Scott, if I needed a place to stay and you let me stay in your house and you made it, quote, affordable, or if you will, you just let me stay there, that's one thing. But if I don't make money, how can I keep that place up? So here's what I'm saying. Do you ever foresee the city of Seattle giving money to people that are homeless? Because the only way for them to truly get out of things is for them to have income and money.
That's a great point, G. And you're not alone in saying that, right? I think we've talked before about studies coming out of Canada. A recent study came out of Stockton that shows that if you do just give folks money, not all of them are going to spend it on the things you might, you know, want them to. But by and large, they will save it. They will spend it on things that will help improve their lives. And I think you're right. And I think if any city is going to do it, it could be Seattle. But I don't know. Like you said, there's a lot of political infighting in Seattle. And when you're talking about giving money to homeless folks, that does tend to be a divisive issue. A lot of people have a lot of notions about the majority of homeless folks. I can't tell you how many emails I get every day that says, you know, that say, well, most homeless folks are on drugs. And I think that when they think that, when they say that, they mean the folks in tents. But the folks in tents only make up around 10% of the overall homeless population. There are way more people in cars like you were. At least the best data that we have says that. So I don't know. I think it's going to have to be Seattle overcoming and having a real serious conversation that is really honest and upfront about what facts we know about homelessness.
Scott Greenstone from the Seattle Times. Scott, thank you so much for your time, sir.
Thank you.
Coming up next, Dr. Angela Rasmussen will join the show. Please text in your questions for the doctor at 989-73. You guys are listening to The Gene Urso Show.